The world's oceans are at a tipping point, with the latest UN report this week painting the clearest picture yet of just how dire things could get if carbon pollution continues to rise. Scientists predict Australia could experience severe coastal flooding every year by the middle of this century. So what can be done to protect the communities that are set to be hit the hardest? Local councils are responsible for much of the infrastructure at risk, like roads and drainage systems and airports. But many say they're cash-strapped already and they don't have the resources to plan for the challenges ahead. Eleanor Whitehead has the story.
Sharon Cadwallader worries about Ballina's future.
These storm surges are becoming more frequent. Storms that are coming and eroding more and more of the beach away. With sea level rise, that could well take out two streets of Lennox Head. If we don't mitigate against sea level rise.
She's a councillor of the Shire in northern New South Wales and deputy chair of the Australian Coastal Councils Association. And she's been watching her local shoreline changing.
It's not something that may happen, it is happening. Beaches are being swallowed up into the sea, beach nourishment programs replacing sand on beaches.
Ballina already has a plan to protect its worst affected stretch of coastline, Lennox Head's 7 mile beach, by extending its sea wall. But Sharon Cadwallader says the local government can't pay for it and cater to its fast growing population.
We have developed a plan that we would build a set of steps that would go down onto the beachfront and build a retaining wall. But of course, this comes at a cost, and we just don't have the funds to do it.
Almost 2,000 kilometres away in southwest Victoria, Jill Parker faces similar problems. She's a councillor in Port Fairy's Moyneshire.
We have lots of visitors, and the access to the beaches in some areas has been reduced. Some of the roads are quite close to the beach or at that level, so any major storms can wash rocks up onto the roads, can cause minor flooding and quite a bit of inundation.
She worries about the knock-on effects on tourism.
Along Victoria's Great Ocean Road, take for example Apollo Bay, the Great Ocean Road is about a metre above sea level there. It won't take very much to perhaps cause more damage to the Great Ocean Road. And it's not just the local government that benefits from tourism. It becomes a state issue and it becomes a national issue.
In a statement to Saturday AM, Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee said coastal erosion is primarily a local and state government issue. And she added that she'd offered coastal councils assistance in a number of areas, including a sharing of best practice, along with access to data and science. But the Australian Coastal Councils Association is still calling for a national strategy. Here's Sharon Cadwallader.
I'd like to see federal government consulting with state government and local councils and work out a national approach that's going to work best, because they do hold the majority of the purse strings. And these are not cheap fixes.
Ballina councillor Sharon Cadwallader, and that report from Eleanor Whitehead.